In the hushed decay of a forgotten Midwest town called Crocht, life had long since rotted from the inside out. Rusted gas stations. Dust-caked storefronts. Decapitated scarecrows flailing in the wind. Everything whispered the same message, stay away. But Ira Calder didn't listen. He never did. A war-hardened survivalist, with a silver streak in his dreadlocks and burn scars trailing down his left cheek. He had one rule, don't get attached. The world was a graveyard now, and he was its silent undertaker. Until he met Ember. She was no older than 12. Hiding in the remains of an overturned school bus, clutching a stitched-up teddy bear like it could protect her from the dead. One eye was milky white, an infection she should have died from. But somehow, she was still breathing. The first time she spoke, she asked him. Are you a ghost? He said. No. But I've buried enough to know how to become one. He didn't plan to stay. Just patch her up, drop her at an outpost, and vanish into the wild again. But something about her. The strange stillness. The knowing silence. It anchored him. Dash. It started with whispers. One night, while Ember slept in the hollow of an old silo, Ira heard voices. Not moaning. Not groaning. Talking. Where is it? I can smell it on him. His voice is still warm. He peered through the cracked metal slit in the silo door and saw them, six figures in tattered funeral black, skin sloughing off in wet sheets, standing perfectly upright in the moonlight. And then, one turned its head 180 degrees, bones cracking like wet branches. It stared directly at him and said, "You shouldn't have brought her here, Ira Calder. She belongs to us now." He slammed the door. Shoved broken furniture against it. His heart pounded like it hadn't since Baghdad. Ember sat up slowly. You heard them? She asked, voice too calm. He nodded, breathless. They're talking. She looked at him. They always have. You just weren't listening.